What is Mike Michelini up to? November 21st to 27th. That's me again. I feel strange to call myself their person. And again, I hope you enjoy these little 2 minute or so video, audio only, for those who prefer audio. And I think, you know, some people actually enjoy this. I just put it out there, you know, maybe my kids will listen to it when I'm gone or something. Actually, one of my good friends, father's passed away a couple weeks ago, and she's been traumatized. It must be hard. So, you know, documenting this for, I always think about, you know, when we're not here, you know, trying to leave some impression, hopefully positively affecting people. Anyway, not suitable for this update audio file. What are we up to? Onboarding a new bookkeeper. We're trying to switch it to financial officer because we want this person more internally working with our projects, knowing our projects. It's been a couple weeks of searching since before I went to Temple, and we got somebody good. They accepted the offer, and they'll be starting this week, preparing budgets and reports for the year end and thinking about rocking next year. Indigitus, it's that last 5% of this product that's, you know, testing me very much, you know. It was one of my main reasons I think I needed a Temple break, and I guess people keep saying if it was easy, anybody would do it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's extremely testing me, and I guess some people are telling me use it as a excuse to improve myself, right? So hopefully can come out with some positive public news soon. Now Shenzhen.com or Shenzhen Party, it's a 20-plus-year-old English language Shenzhen, China website. We've launched it last week, relaunched it, or, you know, it's a massive upgrade, at least in my opinion, and, you know, news, apartments, jobs, events, and, of course, blogs. So that was huge done. And working on a course and a branding for our e-commerce and our Global From Asia community with maybe this Black Friday we can release the course. It's like a really exciting new model that's, I think, going to be a big breakthrough in years in the making. And this Friday, I'm going to do a workshop on a live workshop in China to some sellers about using content and to grow your brands. But that's it. Of course, you can read this full blog at mikesblog.com/now. And there's stuff for the Shadstone team as well. I pretty much share all the updates here. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening to this. Peace and love. And let's make it through this turkey day and year end. And I mean, there's been ups and downs the last couple of years. There's been massive changes, for everybody with the coronavirus. So let's hope we move into a more stable year next year. Thank you.